We've got some talkbacks to be getting to here.
We had better do that. You know that funding for our student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And we're going to start today with a report from the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hello, this is Nora and
Sophia from Astronomy Camp at Long Lake Conservation Center, August 2nd through the 5th. The high temperature was 77 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 52. Most of the camp was either cloudy or hazy with smoke from the Canadian wildfires. Fortunately, we had clear skies for one night and part of one day. We got used to the Minnesota Astronomical Society's giant telescopes to see lots of amazing extraterrestrial objects, including the Dumbbell Nebula, Alcor and Mizar stars, and the Big Dipper, and the Cigar Galaxy. It was fun to count the craters on the moon. With the naked eye, we saw the galactic core of the Milky Way, the Andromeda Galaxy, and two shooting stars. In the daytime, we used a solar telescope to see sunspots and solar prominences. The sun is very active right now.
Terrestrial sightings included a blue jay and two adult turkeys with a handful of poults. The poults are now about the size of a football. We encountered a garter snake in the woods. It scared the heck out of us. There are lots of deer about, including a few fawns that still have their spots. In the lake, we saw a muskrat, two loons, but not moonlets, otters, and baby sunfish. Seeing baby sunfish is happy news. After two winter kills, the DNR stocked the lake with sunfish last summer. The stocking worked. We also saw ghost pipe and ate lots of ripe raspberries. It was a great week at camp, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, look up, and live connected.
Yeah, look up indeed, yeah. What a thrill. Those kids really got a nice experience, the astronomy camp. I would go to astronomy camp. There's much about the heavens that I don't know. I watched a program the other day on the Webb telescope, and I also have been studying some of the stuff that they're talking about there. It's just the numbers are incredible. Trillions of galaxies. Each galaxy, I mean, there are billions of stars in our galaxy and there are trillions of galaxies. It's hard numbers to get your head around. But I'm glad you brought it back to Earth. The raspberries are indeed out there for the picking, and they are there are fewer of them. We're getting down near the end of their season. So get out and look up, but don't forget to look down and have a raspberry while you're doing it. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade as well.
Hi, this is Oledo.
And this is Terry.
From McGizzy in Minneapolis, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for August 4th through the 7th. The weather was a muggy high of 85 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 62. We saw many blooming plants during our trip, including tansy, yarrow, black-eyed Susan, pearly everlasting, goldenrod, bee balm, common milkweed, and pitcher plants. Bumblebees and monarchs were enjoying the flowers, and so was a crab spider. We also found ghost pipes, jack-o'-lantern mushrooms, chicken of the woods, and false jelly coral.
On or near the lake, we saw dragon nymphs, damselflies, adult dragonflies, leeches, beavers, turtles, loons, otters, and lily pads in bloom. In the sky were hawks, turkey vultures, and solitary sandpiper. A robin was seen feeding her chicks. We scared up three grouse in her hike to the bog. It was a great week in nature. I want to remind everyone to unplug and get outside and live connected.
Alito and Terry, thank you. Great report. Lots of interesting things for them to see. What a nice list of flowers. Bee balm, common milkweed, pitcher plants, tansy, yarrow, black-eyed Susans. All of those flowers are definitely in bloom. Crab spiders. If you're outside in the next day or two and you're looking at flowers, look at the goldenrod, look carefully, look for a little yellow spider in amongst those blossoms, or you can find the same spider on yarrow. The crab spider can turn colors. It can be yellow, or it can be white, and it can be kind of a pale green, depending on its background. So don't be afraid to take a close look. They don't attack you because you're not their prey. You're too big. They'll just look at you and think, whoa, what a clumsy oaf. At least that's what they think when they look at me. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center in Palisade.
Hello, this is Madeline and Kenan from Queer Summer Camp. And we got weird in the woods at Long Lake Conservation Center from August 7th through August 10th. The high temperature was 87 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 55. During our retreat, we made new friends, played a lot of games in the woods, and explored nature.
In the bog, we saw sundew, we saw pitcher plants, Labrador tea, leather leaf, and a variety of others. Ghost pipe, deep in the bog, Charlie Mitchell found a wood frog. And there's lots to eat in the forest right now, including chicken of the woods, chaga, cranberries, raspberries, and blackberries. Aster is now flowering, and on the lake, we saw an otter.
It was a great week at camp, and we want to remind everyone to
unplug, get outside, and live connected. Woo!
Sounds like quite a camp. Madeline, Kenan, thank you for the report. Sundew, pitcher plants, Labrador tea, leather leaf, sphagnum, ghost pipe, yeah, and a frog or two. Chicken of the woods, chaga, cranberries, raspberries, blackberries, all available for you if you get out in the woods and live connected. Our next report comes from Zeta, reporting from Grand Rapids.
My name is Zeta Beeble. I live in Grand Rapids, and I saw a real frog today. And John Radimer showed me the frog. I get to hold a frog and it was not yucky or wet. And I didn't saw a real snake yet, but that's okay. I get to go to it when I grow up. And it's awesome I saw a frog today. And I went to the lake. I have earrings. I have beautiful hair. If you saw me at Tioga Beach and Tioga Pit, tell everyone. Thank you for calling me. Bye.
Thank you, Zeta. What a lovely report. Zeta and I met at Tioga, and I was coming out of the water after a swim, and she was there with her parents. I found a frog on the ground, and I grabbed it up, and I handed it to her. I showed it to her, and she actually took it from me and held it. And as she said, it was not yucky or wet. Yeah. She hasn't handled a snake yet, but that's okay, she said. I'll get to go do it when I grow up. She has that to experience. What a lovely day. Zeta, you were a peach, and I had so much fun talking to you about the frog. We've got time for one more. This one will be coming from Sugar Lake Lodge near Grand Rapids.
Hi, my name is Cash, and today I caught a monarch butterfly and three dragonflies.
Hello, I'm Miles. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. And when we were walking around this pond looking for creatures, I saw what I thought was a bullfrog. But it was a green frog, and it turns out it's because bullfrogs don't go this north, and I didn't know that.
Hi, my name's Wyatt, and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and I saw a frog.
My name's Rose. I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and today I got to hold a really pretty yellow butterfly.
Hi, my name's Max, and I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I found out that dragonflies control like all four of their wings with like a lot of muscles in each one.
name's Kaya. I'm from Minneapolis, Golden Valley, and I got to hold the frog that was a day old.
My name is Henry, and I'm from Minneapolis. We found frogs that were only a day old on the cattails.
We were catching dragonflies around the pond, and we saw a ginormous green darner.
We also saw these tiny green frogs that were like the size of our fingernails.
They were all trying to hide in the cattails, but they were just lime green and they stuck out, but they were super cool.
And they were only frogs for about a week.
One of the ones we caught still had a piece of a tail, or they had gills like just a week ago. So they're still tadpoles.
Hi, I'm from Minnesota and my name's Will. I was chasing a bunch of butterflies and I caught one frog, dragonfly, common whitetail.
Those were the voices of some children that were at Sugar Lake Lodge taking a nature hike with me. And it was one of my best hikes all summer, mostly because the kids ranged in age from about 14 down to about 6. But there were a lot of older, more active children in the group. And so we caught lots of dragonflies and butterflies. We caught a monarch. We caught the clouded sulfur. We caught a common whitetail. We tried to catch a 12-spotted skimmer, but had no luck. The green darner was not, we were not able to catch that one either. But we did, I did not catch much of anything. The children who were of an age where they had lots of energy, they caught lots of things.
I love that the older kids don't, they seem like they're not too cool to be impressed by this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'm trying to think of the young boy's name. He was, let's see, where is it?
Was it Max?
Max. Nope, it was, Max and then Kate. Both of them, Max and Kate, were close to the same age, and they were both really good at catching things. And it was just a you know, I wasn't sure when I got ready to go. This woman came in. She said, "Are you guiding the nature hike?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I want to go get my kids." And she disappeared. And about 10 minutes later, she came back with a car full. There had to be 7 of them. And they ranged in age. And when they jumped out of the car, I was like, we are going to have so much fun today. You guys are just what I need. So, yeah, great day. A lot of fun. Lots of discoveries. Pretty exciting. Our next one comes from Chad Kaditz, our partnering teacher at the Little Falls Middle School.
Good morning, everyone. I have been listening in this summer, and I've heard John and Jennifer comment on some of our Instagram posts, and it's been a fun activity keeping the kids connected. It's amazing the number of former students that send in pictures or observations or things that they're seeing. So that is exciting for me. It's definitely getting to that time of year. I'm starting to get excited for the new school year. I'm not wishing away our summer yet, but it'll be exciting to get a new group of students in this year and start, you know, reconnecting with Charlie and John on a regular basis. I will have some sixth graders this year, which will be a new experience, first time in over 30 years. So we'll have some younger students doing our reports along with the eighth graders that have done it in the past. This last week, my dad and I did some cutting of buckthorn. That stuff is amazing how it keeps regenerating. A couple things that I have seen in the last week, lots of bumblebees, especially on, we have nightshade growing along the side of the house, and consistently throughout the entire day, there are multiple bumblebees collecting pollen off that. Also, happy report, there have been quite a few adult monarchs in the last week, which I've seen very few monarchs this summer. So there must have been a new hatch that came out. There's a lot of adults flying around. We do have some family groups of house wrens and catbirds and cardinals that are frequent visitors, usually groups of four or five of them that are, you know, at our feeders or searching around the house. I do get excited seeing wild cucumber and butter and eggs are starting to show up. Out in the woods, one of my favorite sightings we had was the Indian pipe or ghost plant, which we saw literally hundreds of them. I was surprised because I haven't seen any in a while. And, you know, we were working out in the woods and I would stop and get my phone out and take a picture of one. And then move 10 or 15 steps and there'd be another patch that would give me a better photo opportunity. And I'd stop and take pictures of those. And this went on through the whole day. So I ended up with hundreds of pictures of ghost plant or Indian pipe. But it's always a neat thing to see. One of the coolest things was a green and turquoise elf cup, which is the fruiting body of, I'm sure a lot of people have seen blue-green stain on old rotten wood. And this is the fruiting body. And it's literally like it sounds, green and turquoise. So they're these turquoise-colored, almost little cups, look like mushrooms growing off the side of a dead tree. And then one of the neatest things, too, there was a purplish, maybe, colored flower. And it looked like it was something in the pea type family. And one of the things I noticed is the stem was really kind of not spiky, but grippy. It had little hairs on it. And then we found out that was tick trefoil, which I thought was interesting because the only thing I knew about tick trefoil before were the seeds, which are those little semicircle shaped seeds that you get stuck all over your clothing, which also had that grippy texture. So I thought I'd give you a little report this morning. And then the next time you hear from us, it should be with a new class of students, and we'll start getting those reports coming in. So I'll give you our sign-off, which is that's our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Chad. Chad is a remarkable teacher and an excellent artist. I love going into his classroom because he's drawn all these things in chalk. On the board, he'll have a perfect rendition of a bird that's common in the area or seen in the area presently. And just, it's so exciting. Yeah, I can't imagine what it would have been like to have him as a teacher. I would have been into phenology much earlier. Our final report this morning comes from Jennifer Beam and the campers at the Bell Museum Summer Camp at North Central Research and Outreach Center.
Hello, this is Jennifer with the Bell Museum. We had our last summer camp of the summer at NICROC, North Central Research and Outreach Center in Grand Rapids, the week of August 4th through the 7th. On August 5th, we went on a very special field trip to the Forest History Center, which is also in Grand Rapids, and located on the Mississippi River. The kids were able to do some dipping in the water of the river to find macro invertebrates, and we found many of them. We scooped them very carefully. We brought them into our little made lab, which is a screen house located there on the banks of the river. And we had trays with all of our different specimens, which included dragonfly nymphs and damselfly nymphs and crayfish and snails and just so many things. The kids will tell you about some of those things that we saw from the river, as well as things we saw at the Forest History Center. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andrew. We saw some people dressed up and they had a fake lumberjack camp. They argued about who was the most important person in the camp. We had a lot of fun.
Hello, my name is Paige. We learned about the river pig and we got to walk across a log. We also went to the Mississippi River and I got two snails. I also saw a dragonfly larva.
Hello, my name is Danica.
At the Mississippi River, we went netting in the river. We netted with D-nets. When I used one, I didn't get anything, but our group catched a lot, like shrimp, snails, crayfish, and a dragonfly. I like the part where we got to pet the horses. One was black and one was brown. They were huge.
Hello, my name is Winston, and we learned about the jobs in the logging camp. And I'll show you some. Cook. Bull Cook wakes him up. Then he cooks for all the people in the camp. Cookie. Bull Cook wakes him up. Then he chops all the wood and does the dishes. The River Pigs. River Pigs have special boots to clamp onto the logs. They also have peavies to guide the logs down the river. Blacksmith. Blacksmiths fix stuff and put on horseshoes. Carpenter. Carpenters fix wooden stuff. Lumberjacks. Cut down white pine. River cook. Cooks and steers the boat.
Hello, my name is Jude. We went to the Forest History Center and we climbed up a fire tower. At the river, we use D-nets to catch macro creatures to study them. I caught a thing that looked like a shrimp and also a scud. It had a gray and brown shell and almost see-through legs. It was so much fun.
Jennifer, thank you so much for bringing those reports to us all summer. You do a great job with those kids and they get a great education. I tell you what, there's nothing more exciting than dipping a net into a river or a pond and just seeing what lives in there. You don't have any idea. You can't imagine all of the different creatures that you're likely to come across if you put yourself in the right position. That has been our Talk Back segment for this morning. We thank all of our contributors and we encourage you to send us a note of the things that are happening in your yard or your backyard. We just like to hear from you, and we like to know what's going on in your neighborhood. So give us a call or send us a text. We'll be happy to play it on the air.
218-326-1234.